Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
That's Tony Williams, ladies and gentlemen, the lead singer of the Platters, bringing us back. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us, celebrating 15 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. A little extra obnoxious this week, I'm giving you fair warning. My website is also 15 years old, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Having a great visit with our good friend Bert Folsom, Burton, Dr. Burton W. Folsom Jr., the author of New Deal or Raw Deal, and the sequel to that book, FDR Goes to War, which he co-authored with Anita Folsom, someone he knows well. Anita, I mean, Bert, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Sure, we're, and we're talking about the Platters because of the Eisenhower era.
I know, yeah, that's exactly right. So, folks, Bert is our resident. He's the original resident historian of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. Bert, but he can't make a living at that, so he also is a professor at Hillsdale College. Bert, how do you compare this election in 2012 with historical elections?
Well, it compares with 1936. I always thought, in New Deal or Raw Deal, the book I wrote, Roosevelt is very comparable to Obama in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
And the 1936,
this was his second election, right?
It's his second election. Roosevelt, the first time, it was not clear that he was a big government man because he ran on a platform that said he was going to cut the existing federal government by 25%.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the Democratic platform. Hoover had tremendous spending on public works and a variety of programs, so that Roosevelt ran kind of as a conservative. Now, in 1936, the jig was up. And mm-hmm. big government was apparent, and Roosevelt did, in fact, during his second term, double the national debt from where it was when he first ran.
But before we leave Hoover, didn't the Roosevelt people do to Hoover what the Democrats did to Bush and to Romney?
Yes, exactly. And Bush.
My mother is 88 years old, and she still when she says Hoover, she spits. You know, Hoover, she can't stand the guy. You know, he's been dead for how long?
Yeah, he's been dead for almost 50 years. He was such a nice person that he could hardly bear for somebody to be hungry. He would give them money personally to help them. When World War One came, he was stationed from an engineering company in England, and he personally, out of his own pocket, helped American tourists get home who didn't have the money to get home.
Wow.
And he said, just pay me back. Just send it back sometime. Yeah. He said most of them did.
Wow.
But that's the kind of, and he did it on the quiet. He never was public about it.
That sounds like Mitt Romney. But so all right, so keep going with Roosevelt. How does this compare with the current election?
Well, that by 1936, it was obvious that Roosevelt was very, very much.
But we didn't have any pretense about Obama. I mean, we knew he was going to be a left-leaning liberal president before he ever even ran for office.
He did, but the message was a bit fuzzed up with the hope and change. And
he threw
in some ideas that we're gonna cut the deficit by half, and
mm-hmm.
he criticized Bush heavily for the deficits he accumulated.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
yeah.
that was in there, and it fuzzed up the discussion somewhat. But that was clear by 2012 that issue was an embarrassment to him, and that
mm-hmm.
he had no program whatsoever for stopping it. And the Republicans were correct to say that he's aiming for a $20 trillion deficit by the end of this administration. I think it's likely to be bigger.
Has anybody ever been able to take zero record or maybe a negative record? I mean, there's no question that Barack Obama's four years from an economic standpoint have been a failure.
Yes.
It's just an abject failure. And the only successes are things that I think are not going to be good for America, like Obamacare. But has any other president taken that kind of an abysmal record and turned it into enough of a positive, polished it up, made a silk purse out of it enough to get reelected?
Roosevelt. It's Roosevelt again. And we're sitting there with 15 to 20% unemployment when he's running for re-election.
In 36. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's sitting there. By 1939, he was back up over 20% again. And he won in 1940. In fact, Wilkie couldn't even get 100 electoral votes running against him. So he wins a second and an unprecedented third terms on an absolutely horrible economic record.
Yeah. Why do you think that happened?
Well, in part, he was doing what Obama did later, is he was building constituencies. In other words, if you take money from the federal treasury for, say, the WPA to do road building,
right,
you don't help, lower unemployment because you're just taking it from American people who could be spending it
right
on other things
right
to create jobs.
But you're redistributing the wealth, aren't you?
All you're doing is redistributing the wealth, so that's not.
But you're getting credit
jobs
for it, even though you're taking it from them. If you give it back to them, they don't realize you're taking it from them. But when you give it back to them, you get credit for it.
Well, that's what happens. Now, some of the people on top who were getting it taken from knew it, but there weren't enough of them.
There weren't enough of them.
And then those people who are getting it, those constituents, are getting votes. Look at it this way. If General Motors lays off 5,000 people because of the Great Depression,
mm-hmm,
they're probably half Republican and half Democrat,
mm-hmm,
roughly. However, if they're then shifted onto the WPA, by the time
right
you get to the 1936 election, historians have been able to prove that they're about 85%
yeah
Democrat.
Because they think he saved them, not that he caused them to get laid
right
off.
General Motors laid me off. They don't look at the high taxes and the high tariff.
And this is the kind of 360 evaluation by voters that isn't happening in 2012.
Well, let's hope
it's still
does.
After all these years, we still haven't learned how to evaluate a candidate, a sitting president, by 360 degrees. Hold on to that thought, Bert. The book is called New Deal or Raw Deal, and the other one is FDR Goes to War, Burton W. Folsom. Quick break, 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.